Hello, my brothers and my sisters. Well, it is that time for the gospel message. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Do me a favor, if you will, text somebody and tell them to get on this broadcast right now, because I do believe that the word today will bless your life. My brothers and my sisters, we are in the season of giving, the Christmas season, the holiday season. But I have a question for you today. Are you satisfied with Christmas? Are you satisfied with Christmas? We all know that God's greatest gift was given to us. That's what we reverence on December 25th. We reverence the gift of our Savior is what we do. But I've come to the understanding that this year, Christmas won't be like any other year. We know that many of us will not be going out to family's house. We won't have friends over. We won't be doing big celebrations. I understand all of that. But even in the midst of a pandemic, even in the midst of pandemonium, God can still get glory. Amen. Amen. You know, many songs we sing at Christmas time are reminders that Christmas time is supposed to be happy. Songs, we sing songs like "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year," "Have a Holly Jolly Christmas," "Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire," "Jingle Bells," "Walking in a Winter Wonderland." We go through all of these things. They all communicate that Christmas time is to be a joyous time, a trouble-free season. Well, today I'm going to mimic a Motown Christmas record by the Jackson 5. They said, "Give love at Christmas time." I want to encourage you all that you want to give love in this season. But I want to ask you honestly, through everything that we're going through, is that what you're experiencing this season? Probably not, because for some of you, personal problems are keeping you from experiencing the joy of the season. For others, you may feel like one crisis after another has run over you with such an avalanche of problems that it is hard to have a holly jolly Christmas. Some of you are so busy and trying to work things out that there's no time for sitting around a fire roasting chestnuts, or maybe there's not anything really wrong, but simply because of this COVID pandemic. And some of us, we have reasons that we are just not enjoying Christmas. It's not providing the emotional lift that we expected. In fact, it's almost depressing. The world does not look like a winter wonderland. It just looked like winter. Many of us have lost loved ones in this season, in this year, and we have to face the fact that they will not be here with us this December 25th. But one thing that I know is that disillusionment at Christmas is not an unusual thing. We get so hyped up with expectations about what Christmas is supposed to be that often the real thing doesn't measure up and we are disappointed. What can you do this Christmas to avoid disillusionment? How can you improve your level of joy this Christmas? The answer is found in the story in Matthew chapter 2. It's found with the wise men from the east when they saw a star that indicated the birth of a new king in Israel. And wanting to honor him with gifts, they set out on a journey following the star to find this newborn king. From the attitudes of these wise men and the events that surrounded their journey, we see how we can raise our level of joy at Christmas. So what can we learn from the three wise men? What can we learn? Well, there are three lessons that we can learn from this story that I'm going to give you very briefly so we can be done. Number one, what do you seek? What do you seek? Your level of joy at Christmas is directly related to what you seek. Ask the question, what is it I want to get out of this Christmas season? What is it that would make your Christmas wonderful and satisfying? Is it snow? Is it all the family gathering together? A feeling you define as the holiday spirit? Finding the right present to give? Giving the present you have been, getting the present that you've been hoping for? The problem with all of these is that they can all lead us to disappointment. Have you ever had that kind of experience where you felt disappointed by Christmas because it did not deliver what you thought that it would? The problem is not Christmas, but the problem is our expectations. We are looking for the wrong thing. So we see that the three wise men, they showed us how to increase our level of joy at Christmas by looking for the right thing. What was it that they were looking for? Well, verse 2 tells us that they came to Jerusalem, and where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. They were looking for Jesus. Christmas for them was an opportunity to worship Jesus. And that is what we need to be looking for and expecting for this Christmas season, an experience of worship, a fresh glimpse of he who was born King of the Jews. If our goal this Christmas is to worship Jesus, then I doubt very seriously that we will be dissatisfied with our experience. Point number 2, I told you that we're going to move through this thing kind of quickly. Your level of joy at Christmas is directly related to where you look. Where do you look? We learn from the three wise men that there are wrong and right places to look for Christmas. They started by looking in the wrong places. They looked where their own human reasoning said they should look. The star indicated the birth of a new king in Israel. So the three wise men went where kings should be born. They went to the palace of Herod, the great city in the capital of Jerusalem. But what a mistake that was. When Herod heard of the birth of a new king, he jealously sought to destroy him. We too are tempted to look for joy at Christmas in the wrong places. We think by getting or giving the right gift, we will all be satisfied. We imagine that being with family will be joyful. All these can easily disappoint us. You may not be able to afford the right gift for a loved one. Family members may be missing from your holiday celebration. And if you are looking for these things for joy, you may be left with a feeling of disillusionment. We see that the three wise men looked in the right place when they looked to God. The trip to Jerusalem was not a total loss. While there, they discovered where they should have looked in the first place, the Bible. The scribes in Jerusalem said that according to the prophet Micah, that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem. And with this new information, they looked again at the star and followed it to Bethlehem until it stood over the house where the child lived. So my third question to you would be, what do you give? My first question is, what do you seek? Second question, where do you look? Third question, what do you give? Your level of joy at Christmas is directly related to what you give. We see the three wise men, they came to Jesus' house bearing gifts. The gifts they gave were entirely appropriate. They gave gold, gift for a king. By giving it, they acknowledged that Jesus was and is the king. They gave all kind of precious oils and scents, a gift for a priest. And this was the incense that the priest used in the temple. By giving it, they acknowledged that Jesus was a priest, the one who would bring us to God. They gave him myrrh, the gift for the dead. This was a fragrant ointment used to anoint a body before burial. By giving it, they acknowledged that Jesus had come to die for the sins of the world. We ought to give appropriate gifts for Christmas as well. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about material gifts. I am talking about more important gifts. We ought to give the gift of our love and kindness to our friends and family. We ought to give the gift of our help to those who are hurting. We ought to give the gift of forgiveness to those who have hurt us. Giving these kinds of gifts will result in a joyous and a meaningful Christmas. Like I said, I took the snippet from the Jackson 5 where they said, give love at Christmas Day. That is what we have to do. So, in conclusion, my brothers and my sisters, I want to ask you, what are you giving for Christmas this year? Why not consider giving yourself? Give your time to your family. Give your compassion to the hurting. Give your forgiveness to the isolated. And give your heart to Jesus. I promise you, when you look for the right thing, look in the right places, and give the right gift, you will have joy. It reminds me of the song, Brother Slade, it's more of a hip-hop song that used to say something along the lines of looking for love in all the wrong places. And we're not trying to be looking for love in all the wrong places. We don't want to be looking for joy in all of the wrong places. Let me tell you something. I personally know this season is a season like no other. So believe me, my brothers and my sisters, I stand with you. I stand here for you. I pray with you. I pray for you. We must move forward in showing loving kindness. Well, my brothers and sisters, that's my time. But I want to leave you now with the same gem that I leave you with every time. And that is simply this, that the will of God will never take you where the grace of God cannot keep you. I love you. Be blessed. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. And Happy New Year. And all that other good stuff. Go out and be joyful, be prosperous, and show love to somebody this Christmas season.